We are still in the middle of mitzvah nun ches, the mitzvah of the obligation of the beis din to judge cases between a plaintiff and a defendant. And just to quickly give a extra disclaimer, I think I mentioned this yesterday, or I believe I wrote this in the note when I uploaded the Shiur on Yom Torah from yesterday, and that is that especially when you have mitzvos like this, but really in all the mitzvos, it brings to the table the idea that every single person should, as best they can, be trying to go through the Sefer HaChinuch themselves when they're listening to the recording of the Shiur. The reason why is because there's so many topics that come up, and we do try to do it at such a maintained, pretty quick pace, and as a result, there are things that either can be looked over accidentally, can be missed accidentally, so every now and again there could be a mistake in the translation, and so everyone is encouraged to follow along with their own Sefer HaChinuch, whether you're listening in person when we give the Shiur in person, or when you're listening in home, everyone's encouraged to follow along, and please feel free to reach out to correct me if you find that I do make a mistake, and even if you don't want to reach out to me, at the very least for yourself, that you should know that if there is a mistake that's made, because it could happen that a mistake might be made. That's just the nature of the Shiur. And again, specifically when it comes to mitzvahs like this mitzvah of Nun Ches, which are so many various details in it, when we go through all the laws, as we're still in the middle of going through the laws, there's just so much that comes up, and it's so easy to make a mistake. So please do follow along at home as well. Anyways, we are up to the middle of mitzvah Nun Ches. We'll probably have one more shiur today and one more shiur tomorrow on this. And so let's break into some more of these laws. V'dinei Murshe. Im mi shehursha alav v'im mi shehirshahu. So we have the law or laws regarding someone who is authorized, meaning he becomes a power of attorney. So in regard to the one over whom he was given authorization, over whom he was given power of attorney for, so there's laws regarding that, and in regard to the one over who authorized him, there's many laws regarding both of these cases. And the part of these laws, or in addition to these laws, is the language of the proper phrasing of how a person does go about attaining authorization, how a person does go about attaining power of attorney, which is, you say, we'll translate the words that we said, impose the law and gain possession and take it for yourself. And the law about someone who says that I have not borrowed any money is like someone who says I have not paid any money. V'dini mi shehuchzak kafran, and the laws about someone who is an established, he's a muchzak, it's clear that this guy has become an established liar. V'din, or an established denier, I guess you could say. V'din mi sheo, so we can't always believe him, or we should never really believe him, maybe. V'din mi sheomer lo beistin, low based in, say tain low, and the law about someone who says, or about someone who the based in says to him, go out and pay him, but Amar Parati, and he says, I did pay, oh, chayava tali tain low, or the based in says to him, you are obligated to pay him, okay, laws about all these people, vidin haomer al tifra ini eleva idim, and the law about someone who says, don't pay me back unless it's in front of witnesses, oh, bifne ploni uploni, or someone who says, don't pay me back unless it's in front of this guy or that, and that guy, and don't pay me back unless it's in front of Reuven or Shimon, vim halchu, the medina say, and the law about, let's say these people then go overseas, so what's going to be the halacha here? How is he ever going to go about paying him back? And the law about someone who says, I'm going to, in the shtar, he writes this, in the document, he writes this, I'm going to believe the lender, he's two edim, like he's two witnesses. So if it helps him, so if, let's say, he does pay back the loan in front of, with two other witnesses, and they agree to it, but then the lender, I guess, he says, well, you didn't pay me back. So if these two witnesses who say that he paid back, if that helps him, but din be'eze inyem yachol adam lomar mishata ha'isi v'cha'o in adam, and furthermore, the law about the law is about the situation where someone can say, you know, I was just like joking with you regarding some matter, where a man cannot say this one. I guess he's believed or he's not believed or something along those lines. So in other words, how serious do we take this guy? And then v'din hamusi mechavero, and the law is about someone who's taking out whether it's money or an object from his friend. V'advarim sheish lahen chazaka shenikra hatovan motzi, and the laws or the things which have more of an established status regarding their possession, so that when a person comes and claims them, then it's called the one who would extract them, meaning that's the name of that person, that because if they have an established status, so someone takes them out, he's called the hamotzi, he's called the one who takes out. V'dini chazakos, the laws of things that are like established. V'dini gvios ve'iza inyan yordan lenachasav, and the laws about the law is about collection of in other words, of what belongs to someone, and under which circumstances one can go down to the other person's property to take what does belong to him. Bezini Arivas, and the law is about being a guarantor for one another. Bezini Mechaus, and the laws of protesting against some sort of illegal possession of something. Within Ha'anashim Shein Machazik and Alein Velohim Al Achir, and the law is about those people for whom there's like no status of any sort of possession that's established for them, either for others' property which they hold or for their property which others are holding. The chol dinei metzronos, and all of the laws of the rights of neighbors. So with that, we will stop right here. But again, so we'll continue to go through these laws, and that really does basically bring us to the end of the listing of all of these laws for this mitzvah. Tomorrow, what we'll do is we'll quickly finish through and in some way probably sum up this mitzvah, and then the day after that, we will jump into, God willing, the next mitzvah, which is mitzvah nun tes. But again, for now, we will stop right here.